Hey there, my name is Celine. Many of you probably don't know me as I'm pretty new to the audio porn voice acting world. But I am no stranger to Gone Wild Audio. I've been a long time listener. And beyond that, like, I'm no stranger to making and producing NSFW content. For context, I was producing other kinds of media, per se, on my Twitter account, which I guess is called X now. Gross. But yeah, so I was doing some other kinds of things on there. It's not really me promoting them, but you know, you can always feel free to check that stuff out, but I've definitely wanted to steer into voice acting for a while. So I am really, really excited to do this. But you know, of course, the day that I decide to do this, I have been slightly losing my voice. So there might be some random cuts here and there, usually just to like clear my voice, so it doesn't sound like absolute dog shit. But yeah, I would really like to tell you guys a little bit about myself. If you would like to know my age, you can go check on my profile. Correct me if I'm wrong, I'm pretty sure that Gone Wild Audio has a rule where you can't like really state ages or anything. So that's why I'm directing you there. I'm not trying to be like, oh, go check out my other content. No, I'm just trying not to break the rules. Especially when it comes to like adult content in the media, it's just like a tricky navigation system, and you know, you never want to do something wrong, I guess. So yeah, there's that. I am a university student studying forensic science and psychology. So I don't know, maybe at some point I'll do like a crime scene related audio. I don't know how the fuck that would play out. Maybe like two detectives or something. It would be kind of hot. But yeah, that's just some like pretty general information. I am from Ontario, Canada, which, I don't know, a lot of people like Canada. I just don't like Ontario. Within the last year or so, I was given the opportunity to go to Alberta, and Alberta was so much nicer. I know a lot of people say like the people are not as nice, but I don't know. For me, I'm somebody who can do without the people. I really love beautiful landscapes and stuff, and I saw some of the nicest things I think I've ever seen in my life there. So it was a pretty cool experience. But I don't really mean to ramble about that, because I know you guys are really curious for the other stuff. In terms of like me touching myself and stuff, which, honestly, this kind of like ramble fap audio is more in my comfort level than like a scripted voice acted audio porn, because it's just like a little more in line with the content I was previously making. And with me stumbling over my words back there, I will also preface that this is not going to be like a smooth audio. It's, I don't know. I don't really plan on editing this too much. I feel like, I don't know if people really edit their ramble faps or not, but I feel like my interpretation of it is it's kind of just like a let's go do it, you know? So besides the times I'm taking little breaks just to clear my voice, there's really going to be no editing. So I apologize if there are many slip-ups, And if not, then don't worry about it. I'm just saying this for nothing, which is cool. I will definitely get into some of my, like, kinks, fantasies, and desires a little later. But I'm trying to, like, do a really good, like, proper, like, this is me kind of thing before I get started. I really don't know what else I have to answer. Some of my, like, passions, I guess, are singing and music in general. Like, I play the piano, and I sing, which, if anybody heard my verification audios, those were not, like, my real singing voice, I promise. They were not very good. But I don't know. I've, like, competed in competitions and stuff and done very well for myself. So it's, like, my one maybe not so humble brag that I can sing. It's, like, the one thing I've got going for me anyways. And I don't know. Besides that, I'm pretty in touch with, like, my artistic sides. I've recently, like, picked up painting again and things like that, which is really nice. Definitely adds some color to my room, which is beautiful. Speaking of my room, it's so cute. Like, I don't mean to toot my own horn in terms of, like, my interior decorating. It's honestly, honestly nothing special. But I feel like what I've done with it is really nice. And my bed is fucking comfy, guys. I'm literally laying it right now. Best fucking bed I've ever, ever, ever owned in my so many years of living. But yeah, beyond that, like, my favorite color is, I can't even choose one, because that's, but if I had to choose, I would either choose, like, a green, like a sage green, because there are some pretty color, or ugly colors, I should say, of green, and then maybe, like, a light purple as my second option. But as stupid as it sounds to say, I like color in general. So, I don't know. I feel like I'm a pretty colorful person, just both in the sense of fashion or my tastes, but also in the sense that I feel like I'm very well-rounded, I guess. Besides that, like, I love, like I mentioned that I love, like, making music, but in terms of, like, my listening, I also tend to be pretty well-balanced in that area. Fucking love me some classic rock or some, like, classic soul, things like that. A lot of stuff, like, circa the 1960s to, I don't know, mid-80s maybe. A lot of that in my playlist, but overall, I will pretty much listen to anything. I'm the kind of person who can find something that I like in pretty much any genre. So, like, I don't know. I like to be well-balanced. I like to listen to things I normally wouldn't choose for myself. And I feel like that's just, like, expanded my universe of music. And in a way, it's helped me become a better artist. I'm really trying to hurry up and get into the other stuff, because I will not lie, I'm so fucking horny right now, and I think it just needs to get taken care of. But I did want to mention, like, kind of like my inspirations for moving to do something like this. And like I said, I've been a longtime listener of content from Gone Wild Audio. A lot of, like, male for female content, I will say. So I'm not sure if anyone who's listening to me will be aware of, like, the creators that kind of inspired me to do this. One of the most, like, prominent ones, and I think the only one that I can really think of their name off the top of my head. Their username is Everdistant Utopia, and I think they go by Avalon. They make some really good content and honestly inspired me to do the same. I don't think my scripts will ever be as good as that, but I am looking forward to hopefully doing, like, they do some, like, I don't know how to describe it, like, multiple characters stuff. Like, I think once I find my footing and stuff, that would be really cool to branch out into, and, like, different kinds of content. Right now, I'm pretty much, like, sticking to the basics, the basic tropes, while I figure, like, my microphone out and figure, like, my acting out, because that's something that hasn't been touched for a long time. I haven't really had to do much acting in recent years, so I just have to get back in touch with all of that stuff before I get to produce some of the content that I'm really looking forward to producing. Yeah, I thought I'd just, like, throw that out there and give a little shout out to what inspired me to make this. And that's beyond the fact that, like, I've been told that I have a good speaking voice for a while. Most of the time they say it in the sense that I should, like, do a podcast or something. Given my former adult content experience, I figured this was the better option for me. I don't really have much to talk about in terms of a podcast, but I do feel like I have a lot to talk about sexually. I am, like, a horny motherfucker, so it's just, like, a never-ending cycle, if you will. I'm looking over at what I've got recorded so far, and it's, like, 12 minutes already of just me fucking yapping. So I think I'm gonna try and migrate into the fapping part. A fap and yap. I don't think I should change the term ramble fap, but fap and yap is really funny, and I cannot lie. That might be my title. So I just want to set the scene right now. Like I mentioned earlier, I am in my bed. I have my microphone kind of just, like, hovering right above me. The only thing that's a little uncomfy right now is the fact that I'm wearing a headset to monitor my sound. But it's honestly not that bad. I am under the blankets just so my toy, which I'll tell you what toys I'm going to be using in a second, just isn't too loud to come through the microphone. I am wearing some green lingerie because I figured why not dress up a little bit for this. It's really cute. It's like more of like a dark forest green. It has this like little gold chain going down on the bra part. And like, I don't know, the panties are pretty plain. It's just like a thong with some lace, but I think it's cute. Definitely looked cuter when I had like copper hair. I'm back to my natural blonde state pretty much now. But I think it's still cute. It's still adorable. It doesn't really matter. So, but yeah, that is my current situation right now. I already have oh my god, I can't even speak. And I haven't even really started touching myself. I already have a butt plug in. So I've kind of just been enjoying that for the last 12 minutes. It's very plain. Doesn't have a vibrating function or anything. It's just there. But I think it's a good little starter. Besides that, I am going to be using my Satisfyer Pro 2. I think it's Generation 2 on top of that. A lot of fucking words. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of the Satisfyer Pro, but it is honestly fucking heaven. It is the best toy that I own. It's my favorite toy that I own. I had one literally die on me and I had to buy another one. So, she is tried and true. This isn't even a product promotion. Trust me. If I was getting paid for this, I'd be going even more ham probably. But, it is a really good toy. So you could, if you have like a girlfriend or somebody that you are looking for, I don't know, maybe to spice up your little sex life or anything, I would recommend this guy. Or if you're just like a solo listener, you know, I'm not sure what it can do for a penis, but it does so much for like a clit. It's really good. I don't know what else to say about that. Besides that, I am going to use a thrusting dildo as well. So it has a little remote control. You might hear me clicking those buttons just to change whatever setting I want. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to this. I think I'm gonna start out just using the vibrator for a little bit. Just give myself a good little warm up, and I'm already pretty fucking wet, so I'm not really worried about like the dildo not going in. I think it's always fun to do a little warm up. Actually, I think I'm gonna use my fingers for a second instead. Yeah, I'm really wet. I don't know, something about this, I'm gonna just keep calling it a yap and fap, is really hot. Just being kind of vulnerable like this. Oh my god, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna just switch over to my toy. Because honestly, as much as the manual method, and I say manual as in just my hands, get the job done, the vibrator gets the job done a lot quicker and makes it a lot more fun to edge. I'm not sure if you guys can hear it, but I just turn it on. And I'm gonna turn it up. Yeah. That is fucking good. It's really nice in combination with the butt plug too, cause I don't know, it's a fairly good combo. I wish I had a better way to explain that, but I really just don't. It just feels really fucking good. So this, I think, is about like halfway speed on the vibrator. I'm hoping I don't fucking lose track of my thoughts too badly, or that they'll at least come back. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, fuck. I am really glad I had this idea and have the time to make it happen today. Fuck. Go ahead. For context, I live with roommates. And our walls tend to be pretty thin, so producing this sort of content usually has to wait till they're out of the house. Oh, fuck. God. Oh, fuck. God, it feels so good. Okay, I'm gonna turn it back down for a little bit. And I think I had some questions that that were submitted to be answered while I do this. So I'm just gonna quickly pull those up. So the first question is to tell you guys about some of the clothing that I own that makes me feel pretty sexy and desired. I'm gonna turn this back up now that I have the question. I have a lot of clothes that make me feel really, really sexy. this is so hot. I have a lot of, like, tops and stuff that are low cut, so they expose my tits really nicely. So those always make me feel really fucking sexy. Oh my god. Yeah. Fuck. Oh my god. Okay, I need to get back in my thinking space. I own a lot of fucking jeans. A lot of jeans that make my ass look good, too. So those always make me feel pretty sexy as well. Also, I mentioned that I'm wearing lingerie right now. I own a lot, and I mean a lot. I don't even know how many fucking sets that I own. Fuck. Oh, fuck. So I own a lot of lingerie. Both, like, bra and panty sets and some, like, I really don't know what to call them. Like, sexy dresses, I guess. In terms of, like, the lingerie. I do have, like, sexy regular dresses, too. But I don't get to wear those too often, so. Fuck. They don't really tend to often contribute to how sexy I feel. God. Oh, God. In terms of my lingerie, too, I have, like, stockings and a garter that really elevates any kind of look, and makes me feel way, way, way sexier. Fuck me. Oh my god, my pussy is so fucking wet. My vibrator is just kind of like slipping around. But it is really nice. Fuck. Besides, like, actual clothing, oh my god, I gotta turn this down or else I won't be able to think. We're turning it down a little bit, okay. You know, wearing a butt plug in public always makes me feel pretty sexy. I also just recently, through my, I'm just gonna call it Twitter because fuck X, through my Twitter account, I got somewhat of a brand deal where, like, it was just an exchange for an Amazon review, and the panty vibrator that I got from them is actually so fucking fire. So it goes inside and also has, like a spot for my clit, I guess. Essentially, I'd call it, like, a rabbit, just panty vibrator form. And then on the internal piece, it has, like, this, oh my fucking god, it looks really weird. There's this thing that kind of just, like, flaps on the inside, and it genuinely hits all the good spots. Oh, fuck. This is so fucking hot. I'm, like, so turned on right now. God, but yeah, that is pretty much all that I really have in terms of my clothing and stuff. That makes me feel pretty hot. God, fuck. Oh, God. And the next thing I was asked is to kind of tell you guys like the way that I like to be touched, which I think is really fucking fun in terms of, playing while I get to talk about it. Oh my God, Okay, I'm trying to like gather my thoughts right now. Oh, I turned my vibrator all the way up, so this is gonna be a challenge. I really like kisses. I fucking love kisses. I will say that's like probably the best fucking way to get me wet is to just kiss me all over. Besides I love like love marks and stuff, hickeys, if you want to call them that. I just think love marks is a more attractive word than hickey. I don't know. Hickey sounds gross to me. Oh, fuck. This is really good. I love that. It turns me on both just like feeling it happen and then getting to look at them after in the mirror. God, okay, I gotta turn this down again, otherwise I think it might come. And I was intending on this to be more of like a edging sesh until the end. Okay. Kind of gained my track of thought again. I am gonna cut my audio for a second though, just as my voice seems to be dying for a sec. So it gives me a chance to clear that. Okay, we're back. I took a little sip of water, and just so you know, I didn't turn the toy off during that time. So I've just been really feeling good for a while. Okay. Well, I was talking about being touched. I was kind of off track for a second. I spilled some cold water on me, and although unpleasant in a way, it kind of just it feels good because it's like some kind of touch, and it's in a form temperature play. It literally just fell on my shoulder, but it I feel like added to my horny levels. Okay, so I mentioned kisses and love marks. I don't really like biting. I'm the kind of person who I'm gonna turn my toy up again though, because I'm not really as into it right now. But yeah, I'm not really the kind of person who likes biting in a sexual way. I do it more so in a playful way, never like a really hard bite. So but yeah, I feel like a lot of people just do like the cuteness aggression and I want to bite you or something like that. I think the reason why it turns me off is I had somebody who was eating me out one time and they decided to just like fully bite my ass cheek, just no warning or nothing. Or even talking about it beforehand, and it was just like an owie. It was an owie, and it wasn't good. So it's somewhat changed my opinion of that, and I haven't had it happen since. So I'm sure there's something that could always change, but that's my feelings towards that right now. Fuck. Beyond that, I really like my breasts being played with. My nipples are really, really sensitive. I've always considered getting nipple piercings. But every time I think about it, I always think about how sensitive my nipples already are. And when I think about it, I think maybe in the cold, like our cold Canadian winters here, it might not be so pleasant to have those piercings in, but we'll see. I really like the look of piercings, so fuck. So it might be in the cards at some point. But yeah, I love like when my nipples are played with, or even when my boobs are just squeezed or groped or anything. I like feeling hands just roaming around my body too, exploring wherever they fucking want. Fuck me. I especially love fingers in my pussy that are not my own. I don't know if fuck, anybody else with a vagina feels the same way, but sometimes when I'm fingering myself, it's less of a pleasurable experience, and it almost feels more like I'm doing some kind of medical examination or something. But fuck, when it's somebody else's fingers, it's really, really fucking nice. God, I love being eaten out. I think that goes for many other people with vaginas as well. That is just a really good experience. Especially if somebody knows what they're doing, or even if they don't, as long as they're paying pretty good attention to the clit, it's huck, usually nice and magical. At least magical enough. Oh my god. I think my favorite thing to do though is, like, and it's such a, I feel like, childish position, maybe in the sense that we all used to, like, make fun of it as, like, younger teenagers and stuff, but, like, I fucking love a good 69 sesh. I like both receiving and giving at the same time. Something about it is just super, super intimate and really fucking fun. I tend to be a giver just in general, so like I really like to bring my partner's pleasure and make sure that they're feeling pretty good. In a way, I'm also selfish though, because I definitely enjoy feeling good too. Fuck. Oh my god, okay. I'm getting pretty close, so I'm just gonna completely turn my vibrator off. Fuck. Okay, I'm gonna look at my next question while I just kinda cool down a second from that. Okay, a story about a time when I was consumed with desire for a particular person, how that felt, and what I did about it. Okay, I think for this one I want to get my dildo. I can't remember if I said it was a thrusting dildo, at the beginning, or like when I decided to kind of like announce what I was doing here. It is. I got it from Amazon, and fuck, I'm so fucking wet already. I'm just kind of like teasing my fucking entrance with my finger, and yeah, I'm really, really fucking wet. It's really funny because I find, I really don't, like, I do get really wet when I make my other content, but this is kind of otherworldly. I'm just kind of like stringing along the strings of wetness, I guess, right now. And they're going pretty fucking far. So I think maybe audio content was something I was meant for, that I really just, I don't know, it turns me on. I think, like, in terms of my top viewed or used kind of pornography, audio porn is probably my favorite. I don't really watch a whole lot of porn. I really prefer listening to it. Voices do a lot to me. Words themselves do a lot to me, and I will talk about that a little more as I go here. But I am gonna, oh, I just threw the remote at my face. I am gonna turn this on though, and I think you can hear it doing its thing. I'm just gonna leave it on that lowest setting because it is really good, and hopefully that'll, you know, preserve the battery for a while. I'm gonna use my vibrator again though. Bring it back just on the fucking medium setting. That is a fucking really good combo. Okay, I don't fully remember the question, but I'm gonna somewhat talk about what I think it was related to. And one of the times I felt the most desire for somebody, I was actually in a relationship, and I was dating this person, and it was funny enough, because I literally just talked about it, we had 69, and it was, I think, my first time ever trying it, and at that point, I was like, I fucking really like this. And it really got me revved up for more. So, God, I was really fucking turned on just from getting eaten out and sucking his dick. And I think he was also pretty fucking turned on too, because it was honestly the best sex that we had in our relationship. God, fuck, this feels so good. So fucking him after was really fun. I think we kind of just fucked in missionary for a while, so nothing really special. And then my favorite position, which is doggy, just something about how the fucking dick hits inside of me when I'm in doggy and arched like that just hits so good and always makes me come so hard. So yeah, it felt really good, and what I did about it was I quite literally just fucked my ex at that point. And it sucks because he was actually like a pretty horrible person, but he was probably the best fuck I've ever had. So he does weigh on my, oh my God, I can't speak. He does weigh on my mind quite a bit. Despite being a piece of shit. God, I'm so fucking close. I'm so fucking close. Part of me is debating on whether I just edge again, or if I should like start coming and just let myself start coming. I just had to push my butt plug back in because with the fucking pussy convulsions that are going on right now, it is pushing it out. It feels really fucking good. If you don't really understand that mechanism. God. And it keeps just fucking happening. I might just have to say goodbye to the butt plug. But I will say the combo of all three toys feels so fucking good. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. God. Yeah, I think I'm just gonna let myself come because I feel as if I deserve it. I did like a test ramble fap yesterday where I didn't let myself come just to kind of test how today's was gonna go. And after that, and after how long I've already been going at this, I feel like I deserve to come. And I really want to. I really want to go. I'm gonna turn my vibrator up even more and just let it happen. Just fuck. Oh my god. Oh fuck. Yeah, it feels so fucking good. So fucking amazing. And the dildo is thrusting so fucking deep inside me. Oh my god. Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah. Fuck it. Fuck. Fuck. I'm getting so close. I'm getting so fucking close. Oh my god. Yeah. Oh my fucking god. I'm gonna go. 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 I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh my fucking god. Oh fuck. Oh my god. Yeah. Fuck, I just. Oh fuck, I came so hard. Oh my god. I'm gonna turn this down. Turn it down. Turn it down. Turn it down. Turn it down. And I'm gonna stop the thrusting for a second. If I can. Oh my god, I don't know where the fucking remote went though. Okay, I guess I'm just gonna keep the thrusting going. For a while. And I'm gonna turn the vibrator off because it's just loud while it's not against me. God, being fucked through orgasm is probably one of the best things. I tend to like overstimulation, but I find sometimes it can be a little much, and I think as long as I'm not stimulating my clit after orgasm, then I'm usually pretty good to just keep going. Usually, whether it's like leaving my dildo in and just kind of cock warming, or in this case, leaving it in and it's still thrusting inside of me. And eventually I will bring the vibrator back. Part of me wants to see how many times I can come in this audio. But I also don't want it to be, like, horribly long and take 9 million years to upload, so we'll see what happens. But I am having so much fucking fun. I feel like right now I might take the time to just kind of talk about, like, my kinks and stuff while I sit here kind of getting fucked by this dildo still. It feels really fucking good. It's like hitting my G spot still. Yeah, I can't wait to come again. But yeah, my butt plug is out. It flew out. It is probably just laying on my bed right now. It was a good orgasm, just to say the least. But my kinks, let's get into that because there's some fun things in here, I think. My biggest kink and what a lot of my content just generally tends to revolve around, even though like I will say like my other kind of media content is all solo content as well. But a lot of it revolves around the idea of being bred or like a good breeding session. Well, I say absolutely no desire to get pregnant, but once that's brought up, well, I'm pretty close to orgasm, it does get really fucking hot. I cannot lie. But yeah, just in terms of my wants right now, I do not want a baby, but the idea of having a baby put inside of me is pretty fucking hot. This is really good. This feels really good. Part of me sometimes wonders if it's more than just a breeding kink, and that maybe it's a cum fetish because, like, I don't know. It sounds weird to say, but I'm really into cum. Tasting it, getting filled by it, getting it on me, you know. I like it, and part of it also, I think, oh, fuck, I can't even think, revolves around the fact that I really like to please my partners, so by making them come, I know they're pretty pleased, or at least I hope they are. So yeah, there's that one that's like maybe two in one. Beyond that, there's always been some things that have interested me and like the realms of CNC. I wouldn't say like I'm a huge fan of rape content. But I guess in a way, a lot of CNC is it all boils down to that kind of content. The things that interest me more so, okay, I just hit my microphone, are somno play, so like sleep play. I want to get fucking woken up to somebody fucking me. Just thinking about it while this dildo is still thrusting inside of me is really hot. Or, you know, getting woken up by getting eaten out, or if they were into it, you know, waking my partner up like that. Fuck, this is so good. Okay, I'm just like I'm lost. And besides that, I've always been interested in some kind of like mask play, which might be a little more in tune with role play, but I'm putting it under CNC because, in a way, you're not really. I don't know. I don't know how to phrase what I'm saying, but like, you don't see the person's face. So in a way, it seems like it's a somewhat of a CNC aspect, as you know who you're talking to, but you don't know, if that makes any sense. But of course, you know, you can always do like a good consent check before that, and then it's not like a CNC scene. So it all depends on how it goes, but those are some of the things that interest me in there. And don't get me wrong, I've definitely listened to a lot of CNC content, and I might be in the realms of producing that if there is interest. It's not like a total turn off. It's just more so not something that really gets myself off, but again, getting other people off gets me off. So it all adds up. Okay, I'm debating on bringing the vibrator back already, but I think I'm gonna like tell my next kink and then do it because I feel like I'm just gonna be too sensitive if I do it right now. God, but now I have to think of a kink. So in terms of like BDSM stuff, I would say that I am a switch. I definitely lean more towards being a sub, but I do like to dom as well. I love bondage. I love getting tied up. I love tying a partner up. Something about giving up some of that control or, taking some of that control or having that control given to you. It's like a it's a trust thing, and it definitely adds to intimacy. God, this dildo, it just like it keeps hitting the right spots. So yeah, there's that. And I'm definitely somewhat of a masochist, more than I would say I'm a masochist more than I am a sadist. I don't really like to inflict much pain or humiliation or anything on my partners, but I do like it inflicted upon myself. And I think part of that is just me stemming. I genuinely tend to be like a very kind person, so it would be a learning curve for me to take a more sadist role in the bedroom. That being said, I am going to get my vibrator again and get it going because I think it would be fun to come again. Well, I think of the next kink I want to talk about, which I am having a hard time to fucking come up with. Worst case scenario, if I miss a lot, I'll probably put it in the description when I can think about it. Yeah, that's a feels really God, it's crazy how fucking close I am already. I've had like the vibrator on for like 2 seconds. Oh my god, yeah. Fuck. Oh my god, I'm gonna come again. I'm gonna come again. I'm gonna come again. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Fuck. I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh my fucking god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Again, I'm gonna leave the fuck. Oh my god, it's hitting good spots right now. Oh fuck. The thrusting dildo is still going. Oh my fucking god. These are really, really good orgasms. Oh fuck. I don't know, part of me wants to just stop talking and just keep coming. And that might be my next thing to just do and see how many times I can fucking come in like the next 10 minutes or so. I think I'm gonna do that. I think I'm gonna take a break from the yapping and just indulge in the pleasure, which will be really fun. I took my blanket off, so I hope the the toy sounds don't pick up too much, but we'll see. Yeah, see that vibrator? I have pretty low, and it's already pretty loud. Oh my god. Yeah. Oh fuck. God, it feels so good. I can't help but wish somebody was fucking me right now. God, I would be so much better. Toys are so fucking fun, but the real thing, just, they'll never compare to the real thing. Fuck. Oh my god. Oh my god. Yeah. Fuck, I'm getting close again. I'm getting so close. Oh fuck. Yeah, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come again. I'm not gonna take the toy off this time. I'm just gonna fucking keep going. Keep going. Oh my god. Oh my fucking god. It's so fucking good. My pussy is so fucking tight. It's pushing my dildo out a little bit. Fuck. Oh my god. I'm gonna come again, I think. Yeah, I'm gonna come again. I'm coming. Oh my god. Oh. And I'm still just gonna keep going because you guys deserve it. I deserve it. Oh fuck. Oh my god. Oh my god, it feels so fucking good. Oh. God. Fuck, my brain is melting away every fucking second I do this. Oh my god. I'm getting close to coming again. Yeah, I'm gonna come. Fuck. I'm coming. Oh my god. I just fucking shot the dildo out of my pussy. Luckily, my hand was there to catch it. Oh my fuck, it's going back inside now. Oh my god. Oh fuck. Oh my god. Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah, I'm so close to coming again. Oh my god, I can't believe it. I'm coming again. I'm coming again. Yeah. Oh. God, this feels so fucking good. I hope you're enjoying yourself too. Oh, fuck. I don't know if I've ever come so much in one sitting. Fuck. Oh my god, I'm gonna come again. This feels so fucking good. Yeah. God, I might have to tap out after the next one. It's getting super fucking sensitive. Oh my god, and the next one is already fucking close. Yeah. Fuck, I'm coming again.
fucking thought. Oh my god. Oh, fuck. My. Oh, I want to keep going. I want to keep going. Fuck, my hip is cramping, but I don't fucking care. I'm gonna come at least one more time. One more time. One more fucking time. Fuck. Fucking hot. Oh my god. I might have another one in me. I think I do. Oh fuck. I'm making such a mess, by the way. Oh fuck. I'm definitely gonna have to change my sheets despite putting a fucking towel down. Oh fuck. Oh my god. Yeah. Oh my god. I'm gonna come again, I think. Yeah. I'm gonna come. Yeah, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come again. I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. I'm gonna come again on half of that. You to fuck me. I wish you were fucking me. God. God, this is so fucking good. I just want you to fucking break me. Break me until you can't fucking come anymore. Yeah. Oh. Oh, fuck. I hope you can hear how fucking wet I am right now. God, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come again. Oh, fuck. Oh my fucking god. Yeah. Oh. Okay, I gotta stop. I have to. Oh god, this fucking dildo. I'm just gonna have to take it out. Oh, fuck. Oh my god. Oh fuck. Oh. I don't even know how many times I came. I should have kept tracked. Track, not tracked. Holy shit, this is really all I can fucking say. Holy shit, yeah, wow, fuck me. I hope you guys are doing well. That is just going on my bed for now because I can't do anything else with it. I'm exhausted. I'm just wrapping my head around it. It was really fucking good, though. My headphones kind of got moved into a shitty position, so my ears kind of hurt a little bit, but I think all of that was so worth it, and I really hope that you guys got your fun out of it, too. This is over an hour worth of recording, so I really hope you guys enjoy it and use it to the fullest. I also hope I answered, the questions that I was asked to the best of my ability, given the levels of distraction, let's say. And I really hope that I introduced myself in a way that honestly makes you guys comfortable to listen to my content, get a good sense of like who I am as a person, and yeah. Right now, I will say that my DMs are open for any kind of like suggestions or feedback about, you know, how this sounds, or you know, suggestions for content in the future. Also, if you just want to leave a compliment, that's okay. I figure as I gain more traction, that could change, but for now, I don't nearly have as many follows as I do on my ex account, which is a lot harder to manage. So I think I'll be pretty consistent with my responses for a while anyways. And also feel free to comment. I fucking love responding to comments. They make me feel really good. So, yeah, that's probably it for me for now. I'm definitely going to shower after this and probably throw my sheets in the laundry because wow is all I will say. They are pretty soaked. I guess that's the thing I didn't mention. Even when I was doing it, I do tend to be a squirter when I'm masturbating, so it's a fun thing in a way, also a fucking curse, because it means a lot more cleanup at the end of the day. Yeah, okay. I think I'm gonna wrap this up and conclude it and get myself some much needed water and probably a snack before I jump in the shower, because I'm feeling pretty lightheaded still. I don't know if I'll actually listen to this all back and do a count of the orgasms, but if anybody wants to tally them up while they listen, feel free, and I can always add it into my text thing by editing it later. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed. I am really, really, really looking forward to doing something like this again, and also creating some scripted content. I am working on a script right now, and I was actually gonna browse for some script fills while I have some spare time. I'm hoping to produce a lot of content over the next 4 months, as I will be out of school for my summer break, and I'll be working, but this is a really fucking fun way to fill up my time, I think. So yeah, that's it for me. I, again, hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope that you will listen to me again. And yeah, that's it for me. Mwah! I like signing off with a little kiss. It's fun. Even on my little calls and stuff with my friends, I'll always do a little mwah. And yeah, before I go, I do want to thank you guys for the support that I've already gotten. Like, I wasn't expecting to get, like, I think about 100 upvotes on my very first audio that I posted in Gone Wild Audio. I was really worried that I would get, like, 2. But I also know that everyone has to start somewhere, so I do really appreciate all of the support that's been coming my way, and the few lovely, helpful folks that have reached out to me in terms of me not really knowing what the fuck to do here. So yeah, I'm very thankful for all of that, and yeah, I'm excited to make some more stuff for you guys soon. And yeah, that's it for me. I will see you guys next time, I guess. Bye.